Shir, Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Dalid, and we will begin at the word Gufa, about 12 lines from the top. Gufa, Amar Belaz Amar Baishia, Hapaseach, Hapaiches, somebody who sang the Havdalah, Bracha Matzoi Shabbos, and as we mentioned in the previous year, we have to mention different aspects where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made separation in the world. So it says, Rabbi Lazo Amar Baishio, Hapaiches Lo Yivches Mishalish. Somebody saying these Havdalahs should not say less than three concepts of separation. V'amaisif Lo Yosef Al Sheva, and if he wants to say many, he should not say more than seven. Meisvei, so they ask, it says in the Braisa, Oyma Havdalahs B'Matzoi Shabbos. Havdalah has to be said on Matzoi Shabbos. Havdalah has to be said on Matzah Yom Tov. Havdalah has to be said on Matzah Yom Kippur. And the Dvar Shmuel explains the reason why the Braisa mentions Yom Kippur separately from all Yom Tovim, because Yom Kippur is the only Matzah Yom Tov where we make a Borei Moirei Hoish. Obematzah Shabbos L'Yom Tov. When Shabbos, much of Shabbos is Yom Tov, we say Havdalah, also as discussed in the previous year. Over Matzah Yom Tov L'Chol HaShemoyed, from Matzah Yom Tov to Chol HaMoyed, we also make Havdalah. And the Mefarshim point out that even though it's usur, it's prohibited to do Melacha on Chol HaMoyed, still, since Chol HaMoyed, the Issa to do Melacha, is only an Issa Asay, and Yom Tov, the Issa to do Melacha is a lav. So we're making Havdalah to separate from when there's an Issa lav to do Melacha to when there's an Issa asay to do Melacha. Avaloi Matzah Yom Tov l'Shabbos. If Shabbos follows Yom Tov, we don't make Havdalah. And Rashbam explains because the Yom Tov, as we explained yesterday, is compared to a prince. Shabbos is compared to a king, and it's inappropriate to escort the prince when the king is coming. We should be busy with welcoming the king. Harogel continues the Braisa. Harogel, somebody who knows how to say many Havdalahs, Oyma Habe, says all sorts of different concepts of separation. V'shein rogel oimer achas, but the one who doesn't know many different concepts should only say one. So we see here that it's acceptable just to say only one concept of separation. Yet we began today's shiur saying that no one should ever say less than three. Answers the Gemara Tanahi. It's in fact a machlokes Tanoim. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Benon shel kedoshim." Omer Achas, the Tana, who is referred as the son of the Holy Ones, and we'll explain soon who that means, would only say one concept of separation. For Nago Am, but everybody else used to say Sholish. Obviously, they were following other Tanoim. So, Machlokes Tanoim, what should be done? The Benon Shel Kedoshim says that one is enough, but everybody else, and obviously there was a Tanoim, said at least three had to be said. Ask the Gemara, Man Niu Benon Shel Kedoshim. Who is the Benon Shel Kedoshim? Says the Gemara, Reb Nachman Bar Simoy. V'amai Karle Benon Shel Kedoshim. Why was he called Benon Shel Kedoshim? D'lo istalkel b'tzuras d'zuza. He would never look at the image engraved, imprinted on coins, because they used to imprint on coins on Avodah Zarah. Sholach Lei Reb Shmu Bar Idi. Chananya Ochi Omer Achas. Chananya, my brother, said one. V'les Hilchas Kavasei, but the Aloch is not like him. The halacha is that you have to say at least three. So the Mefushanim discuss that what is the greatness of Rav Nachman ben Samoy that he did not look at a coin, and they explain because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that no one is allowed to look at a Avodah Zarah, because the pasuk says Al Tifnu El Halilim. And the Gemara says, Al Tifnu Kel Midatchem, you're not allowed to look at somebody, another image besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the answer, that, two answers. One answer is that the halacha in Masechta Shabbos says also l'stakel, you're not allowed to gaze, but just to look at it quickly is mutter. Reb Nachman Samoy was so machmer that he didn't look at it at all. Another answer given is that when is there an issa to look at an image which is an avodah zara? When it was made l'shem avodah zara. The imprint on a coin wasn't made l'shem avodah zara, and therefore it may be looked at. Reb Nachman Bar Samoy was machmer that he didn't even look at that. The Reb Moshe, based on this teretz, says in the Tshuvas that if somebody has a hobby or he's in the business of collecting and selling stamps, even though many stamps have on them an avodah zara, it's still mutter to look at them and deal with them, because that those avodah zaras weren't made l'shem avodah zara, they were made l'shem the stamp. Tosfos asks, yes, Reb Nachman Bar Samoy was such a great person, he was machmer not to look at avodah zara even when perhaps it's mutter. But why is he called benon shel kedoshim? So Tosfos says that if he had this custom, if he followed this way, he probably saw it by his father, and that's why he's called benon shel kedoshim, because he's following in the path of his fathers. But I saw a pshat that connects this issue of not looking at the money to the same to the issue of yichas benon shel kedoshim. Money, the value of money, is not specifically in the value of the piece of paper or the piece of metal. The value is what money represents, that a person could do with money. He could invest, he could buy, he could sell. The same with yichas. Yichas for itself, the fact that somebody is a benon shel kedoshim, is not valued. It's only valued if somebody takes the fact that he's a miyuchas and he uses it for the way he shall live. Says the Gemara, Reb Nachman Bar Samoy was a benon shel kedoshim. He was a person who came from a great family, great lineage. B'lo yistakel b'tzuras d'zuzah. He did not use that yichus, just, I'm a great person, I come from a great family. He didn't use it just like the tzura, the shape of the money. He used it for what money represents, that when money purchases can be made. So too, he used the money to, he used his yichus to learn how a person should live. Because he understood, as the Noam Elimelech explains, that zuzah means to move. That money is here today and gone tomorrow. So too, yichus in itself is not enough. If a person uses his yichus for what he's supposed to, then it has value. But if he doesn't, there's no value. And along the same line, the Mefarshim explained, the Ein El Yo says this, that what was the greatness that he only, why was Reb Nachman Samoy, who we see was so careful in halacha, all of a sudden when it comes to havdalah, he only makes one havdalah? He should have been a person that said many havdalahs. So he says, because according to Reb Nachman Samoy, the only thing that counted, the only thing that was important, was hamavdal bein kodesh l'chol, separating holiness from the mundane. That was his whole life, and that was the only thing that was important to him, so there was no need for him to mention any other havdalos. Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, hamavdal tzarech shiyomer me'ein havdalos hamuras b'toira. Somebody who says havdalah has to speak about the various separations that are mentioned in the Torah. Meisvei asked the Gemara from the following braisa, say the havdalos heich, what do we say by havdalah? Omer hamavdal ben kodesh l'chol, between holy and mundane. Ben ol lechoisha, between light and darkness. Ben Yisrael, am between Yisrael, between Klal Yisrael and all the other nations. Ben yom ha'shvi'i l'sheshi yemei ha'masa, between Shabbos, which is the seventh day, and the other 6 days. Ben tamei l'tor, between something that's not pure and something that's pure. Ben ayom l'charova, between the sea and the dry land. Ben mayim hal yoyin l'mayim tachtonim, between the upper waters and the lower waters. Ben kohanim l'levim, Yisraelim, between Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, v'choisem, and he completes it b'seid the Bereshis by mentioning seid the Bereshis. He says, Baruch Ato Hashem say the Bereishis, and the Rashbam explains that this is appropriate to be said Matzoi Shabbos, because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed creating the world and started the world on its regular order. Rav Yossi Ber Yehuda Omer Chosim, what he's supposed to end with is Mekadesh Yisrael. He's supposed to end with the words Mekadesh Yisrael. The Ben Yoyada asks, why don't we mention the separation between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim? So he gives two answers. One answer, he says, is that we only mention Havdolos that are still relevant nowadays, and now there is no Beis HaMikdash, so we don't have a separation between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And moreover, he says, we only mention Havdolos, separations made by Hashem. The Havdalah between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim was man-made. The Klal Yisrael, when they made the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, made the Havdalahs. And the Yaivitz explains the Havdalahs that we just mentioned correspond to the 7 days of creation, to the Zayin Mei Breishis. Kodesh L'Choyl is Yom Rishon, that is separated from the Shabbos before. Mayim HaYon Al Mayim Tachtonim is corresponding to Yom Sheni. That's when there was a separation between the upper waters and the lower waters. The separation between sea and dry land was made on Yom HaShlishi, as the Pasuk says, V'yikavu HaMayim. The separation between Or and Choshek, light and dark, was on the fourth day, which is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the sun and the stars in their place in the sky. The separation between pure and impure was made on Yom Chamishi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of the various creatures. Ben Yisrael Amim is on Shabbos, because that's when Adam HaRishon was created. And Yom HaShvi is obviously Shabbos, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Says the Gemara, Vim Isa, if that's correct, HaBen Yom L'Charova like Siva Bay Avdala, the separation between sea and dry land is not mentioned in the Torah. And we said that only Havdalahs that are mentioned in the Torah we mention by Havdalah. So why is this mentioned? Answers the Gemara, Sami Mikan Ben Yom Chalrova. Correct. Remove that clause. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi Ben Yom Eshvil Shesh Shimei Masa Namim Eichsimhu. As we learned in the previous year, the reason we mention B'yom Yishvil Shesh Shimei Masa is because we want to mention near the end of the bracha something that's going to be mentioned in the bracha itself. So if so, that B'yom Yishvil Shesh Shimei Masa is not considered one of the seven brachas. But so now we're missing one, V'lek Sheva, and we don't have any more seven concept of separation. Amri, so the answer, Kahanim v'Yisraelim train milininu. Kahanim v'Levim Yisraelim are really two concepts. One concept is Bein Levim l'Yisraelim. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Be'isahi hivdala shevet alevi. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated shevet alevi. And Be'kahanim v'Levim, the Ksiv, B'nei Amran Aaron, Moshe v'Yavdal Aaron l'Kadishai Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's Machloikis, Rashi and Ramban. What is the Be'esahi that the Pasuk refers to, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu separated the Levim from the rest of Klal Yisrael? Rashi says it refers to Yitzuyas Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says it refers to after the Chait of the Eagle, after the sin of the Eagle, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Benu Samil Hashem Alai, and Shevet Levi did not do the Avera, and that's why they were separated. Continues the Gemara, Michtim, Mai Chosim. How do we conclude the Bracha of Havdalah? Rav Amar, Rav says we say, Mekadesh Yisrael. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says we say, Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Says the Gemara, Layit ala Abaya, V'Tema Rav Yose, Ahad Rav. They were upset, they condemned what Rav said, that we should say, Mekadesh Yisrael. And the Mefarshim explain, the reason they condemned Rav saying Mekadesh Yisrael is because the Nusach, the phraseology of Mikdash Yisroel is usually said by a Yontif, the Arsameh says. And as we have explained, Yontif, the Kedusha of Yontif, is brought on by Klal Yisroel, by sanctifying the Rosh Chodesh, by sanctifying the Yontif. Shabbos is not brought on by Klal Yisroel. Shabbos is from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we, by saying Mikdash Yisroel, they felt that we're misrepresenting what Shabbos represents, says the Aruch Sameach in Abaya. How could you say that we made Shabbos holy? Shabbos is holy by itself. Every Shabbos by itself is Kedusha V'Kayma. So the Rambam of Panu explains why did Rav use this Nusach if it's a problematic Nusach. So he explains that what Rav was trying to say, that a person may come to make an error. Just like the Kedusha of Shabbos ends on Matzoy Shabbos, a person may, chas v'shalom, believe that the Kedusha of Klal Yisroel could come to an end. Tells us Rav that when we make Havdalah and we mention that the Kedusha of Klal Yisroel is ending, don't make a mistake and believe that the Kedusha of Yisroel ends. The Kedusha of Shabbos may end, but never the Kedusha of Klal Yisroel. Tana Mishmeid Rav Yishuv Hananya, whoever mentions both concepts in Avdolah, he will be worthy of living long. Now, Farshim explain, because since he, by saying it this way, prolongs the Shabbos, someone who prolongs the Shabbos deserves Arichas Yomim. However, the less Hilchas Kavasei, the Halacha is not that way, and as Tosfos explains, because we're not supposed to mention two different concepts in a Havdalah, we're only supposed to say one. And Rashi explains why are we taka not supposed to say two different concepts in Havdalah, because in any bracha, because it goes back to something we've also learned last week, ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, we're not supposed to join together various different mitzvahs into one bundle, and that's why we don't mention two different concepts in one bracha. Says the Gemara, Ula Ikalu Pampadisa. Ula came to Pampadisa. Amle Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak Purei. So Rav Yehuda said to his son Rav Yitzchak, Zil amt like a kol de peri. Bring him a basket of fruit. V'chazi hechi avdol. And you see how he makes avdolah. So the Maram Chalav explains the Gemara as follows. Rav Yehuda wanted to see, Rav Yehuda wanted to know how Ula makes avdolah. So to do melacha on Matzoy Shabbos, just saying Hamavdal ben Kodesh l'choil, one may do melacha, but one may not eat until he actually makes Havdalah. So what he did was, he told his son, bring a basket of fruit to Ula. Ula is going to want to partake and eat from that basket, but he probably hadn't made Havdalah yet. So you'll see how he makes Havdalah and you'll learn, and we'll be able to know how Ula makes Havdalah. Loi Ozel, he himself, Rav Yitzchak himself, did not go. Rather, Shadalei Labaya, he sent Abaya in his place. Kios Abaya, when Abaya went, Amalei, he reported to him, Heichi Omer, what did Ula say? That's what Rav Yitzchak asked Abaya. Amalei, Baruch Hamavda, Ben Kodesh L'chorel Oma, V'suloi. He didn't say anything more. Oslo Kamei Davus, Rav Yitzchak now comes to his father, Amalei, and his father asks him, Heichi Omer, what did Ula say? Amalei, Ano Loi Azli, I myself didn't go, Ano Shadrisil Abaya, rather, I sent Abaya. V'Amalei, and he told me, Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'Choyel, he said to me, Abaya said to me that all Ula said was Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'Choyel. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda was upset as his son Rav Yitzchak, why he didn't go himself, why he sent somebody else. Amalei, he said to him, Rav Nusay Demar, your arrogance, Besedrusu Demar, and the fact that you could tell people to do things on your behalf, Garmalei Lamar, caused you to loitei mishmatzim epumei, that this halacha will not be said in your mouth. From your mouth, because the Gemara says, Kola oim v'dova halacha, b'shreim, if something is repeated in the name of somebody, Svasov doiv vois v'kever, the person who said the halacha forever, his lips move in his grave, even after he's no longer in the world. And you lost that opportunity, because if this halacha would have been said in your, if you would have said it, if you would have seen what Ula said, then it would be said in your name. Now it's going to be said in the name of Abaya. So Farshim point out a number of points here. Here, it wouldn't have been that Rabbi Yitzchak would have said something in his own name. It only would have been, he would have witnessed what Ula did. So from here we see that even if you don't say something new, but you're able to reveal to the world a Dvar Halacha, that in itself is very special and very Choshev. Moreover, they ask, it wouldn't have been said over in Yitzchak's name. It would have been said over in Ula's name. So why was Rav Yehuda upset? So they explain that since here it wasn't a situation where Ula was saying something, it was only that Rav Yitzchak was, or in reality what happened was it was Abaya, repeated what he saw Ula doing. In such a case, it's not mentioned in the name of the person who actually did it, but the person who saw it, his name always has to be included because he's the person that made the report. The Mefarshim asks, Reuven Bengis asks, that how could Rav Yitzchak not go? He has a chiyuv of Kibbutz Avim if his father told him to go. So he answers that since the only time there's an chiyuv of Kibbutz Avim is when you're doing something that your father will have benefit from it. Here, Rav Yitzchak realized that his father won't specifically have any benefit from him seeing and reporting what kind of Havdalah Ula makes, and that's why there was no chiyuv of Kibbutz Avim. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Tshuvas makes another observation. He says, Abaya was a Kohen. So how could Rav Yitzchak, who was not a Kohen, send Abaya with a basket of fruit? You're not allowed to use a Kohen for your own personal use. So the Rav Avadya Yosef says that Isser only applies when you're doing something that could cause embarrassment to the Kohen. However, where it's not an embarrassing act per se, there, if the Kohen is agreeable to do it on your behalf, you could ask him to do it. And that's what happened here. Going to witness how Ula makes Havdalah is certainly not something that's bizarre, not something embarrassing, and Abaya agreed to do it, and that's why he was allowed to ask Abaya to do it. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara has a question regarding the version of Havdalah that Ula said. Meisvei, kol ha-brachas kulon, or brachas, peseich be-baruch, v'chaisim be-baruch, have to begin with the word baruch, and end with the word baruch. Chutz, the exception is, birchas ha-mitzvahs, or birchas ha-peris. When somebody makes a bracha on a mitzvah, and somebody makes a bracha on a fruit, there the halacha is, or brachas smucha l'chavrta, or one bracha that follows the next bracha, or bracha achronish b'krishma, or the last bracha of krishma, emes v'yatzev in the morning, or emes for the moon at night. Sheyesh ben paseh b'baruch, sometimes these brachas begin with the word with baruch, and chayis b'baruch, but don't end with the word baruch. Sheyesh ben shechayis b'baruch, sometimes they end v'ein paseh b'baruch, they don't begin with baruch. So the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Achronim discuss these halachas at length, and they explain that the reason birchas hamitzvahs and birchas aperis don't require to begin and end with a baruch, because since they're short brachas and they only express a thank to Hashem, that's why one baruch is enough. Only when a bracha represents multiple concepts. The example given is the brachas that we say by Birchas HaTorah, that we say the word bracha, the baruch twice, even though it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. There we say baruch twice because it represents two concepts. Otherwise, we say baruch only once. The Tosfos points out that if a bracha has to begin with baruch, how come the Birchas Alakai Neshama doesn't begin with the word baruch? And as Tosfos points out, even though when we say it right next to the Ashi Yotzer, But when Chazal originally made the bracha of Ash Yotzar, it was made when a person gets up in the it was made that when he gets up in the morning, he says it as an independent bracha. So why don't we say a baruch? So the Mefarshim answer, a few answers. One answer is that Alakai, we may not say the word baruch, but since we begin this bracha with the word Alakai, that's considered like we start with the same as baruch, because it represents mentioning Hashem. Another concept given is that at night a person says hamapel before he goes to sleep, and bizman chazal, the first bracha that was said in the morning was alakai neshama. So since it's connected, the sleep where nothing is done during sleep is not considered an interruption, and that's why alakai neshama is considered a bracha smuch l'chavrta, and you don't make a new bracha on it. So the next thing the Brisa mentioned, that you don't say baruch at the beginning of each one, is bracha smuch l'chavrta, because as the Rashbam explains, we rely on the baruch of the previous bracha. So now the question is, if so, by Havdalah, why do we start with, we say Bari Marehesh, which starts with the baruch, and then when we say Hamavdal, then Kodesh L'chol, we also say baruch. If it's a bracha smuch l'chavrta, we shouldn't have to do that. So the Rishonim answered, since Marehesh is an independent bracha, and if a person didn't see fire when he was making the Havdalah, he could say Bari Marehesh at a different time. That's why it's not considered bracha smuch l'chavrta, and Hamavd begins with the old word a baruch. And others say that if we would not start the bracha of Hamavdal with the word baruch, it would seem that it's just a continuation of Hamavd, it's just a continuation of the bracha Marehesh, which of course is not true. It's an independent concept, and that's why it's said with a baruch. Before we continue talking about bracha smuch l'chavrta, of course there's a very important bracha that we now, that's said by itself. It's not a bracha smuch l'chavrta, and yet we say an independent, we don't start with the word baruch, and that's tefillas haderech. And the Mefarshim ask, why by tefillas haderech don't we begin the words tefillas haderech with a baruch? Tosfos says, because tefillas haderech is not really a bracha, it's really a tefillah. And in fact, I heard from Tovia Goldstein Zatzal that that's why by tefillas haderech one should be careful that he should not rely on someone else saying the tefillas haderech. He should say the tefillas haderech by himself, because on tefillah we don't rely on somebody else. Tefillah one should say by himself. That's one reason why tefillas haderech we don't start with a bracha. The Ravya says the reason why baruch is not said by tefillas haderech is because Chazal wanted us to keep tefillas haderech as short as possible, because tefillas haderech was said when somebody was b'makom sakana, in a dangerous place, so we didn't want to make the bracha any longer. The Orchis Chaim explains that since tefillas haderech is not something that's said all the time, it's only said when somebody's on a trip, a bracha that's not a bracha kavua that has to be said on a regular basis, we don't say baruch on. But there are Rishonim, the Miratenberg, that says that tefillas haderech should be made as a bracha smuch l'chavrta. He used to say it right after saying the Birchas HaShachar, after he said Hagoyim al Chasodim Tovim, he used to say tefillas haderech. But of course that would only work if one is already on the road. So then he could say tefillas haderech when he's Savoring Shachris. But if he's not on the road, so then he can't say yet tefillas haderech. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says that whenever possible, somebody should say tefillas haderech after bracha. That's why he says somebody should eat something and then say tefillas haderech. The Chasam Sofer says that his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, would first take some besamim and make a bari minim besamim, and after saying the bari minim besamim, that's when he would say tefillas haderech. But other Rishonim, as we said before, say that Tefillas HaDerech doesn't start with Baruch for the reasons given. Another reason is that Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina say that Tefillas HaDerech was fashioned after the bracha of Shemei Tefillah that we say in Shemoneh Esrei, and since that bracha doesn't begin with the word Baruch, so this bracha doesn't either. The Mefarshim go on to discuss, when discussing the bracha of the issue of bracha smuch l'chavrata, various other examples of bracha smuch l'chavrata. Another example that's given are the sheva brachas that are said by a chosin v'kala, that Taisa says are considered a bracha smuch l'chavrata, and in fact, based on that, the Shaar Ephraim says that one should be careful not to separate those brachas into separate brachas when saying the sheva brachas. One person should say at least the first six brachas. There are tshuvas that say that that's not the case. There's a tshuva from the Mishnah Halachas that it says that they can be separated, and he says two reasons. First of all, he says there is really no source that says that just because something's a bracha smuch l'chavrata, they can never be separated. He also says that perhaps they were not originally said as one long bracha, but what happened as a bracha smuch l'chavrata, they were actually originally said as separate brachas, and then later on they were all put together. But Tosfos asks, if they're all considered a bracha smuch l'chavrata, then why is the halacha that the bracha of Asher Yotzar is considered, begins with the word Baruch? So Tosfos says that since the previous bracha is the bracha of Yotzar Adam, which speaks about one person being created, and Asher Yotzar Adam speaks about the same concept, so in order that they should not be redundant, that's why Chazal began this bracha with the word Baruch. Furthermore, the Mefarshim say that the bracha of Yahalelucha, which is said at the end of Hallel, is also considered a bracha smuch l'chavrata, and that's why it doesn't begin with Baruch. It's a continuation of the Hallel. Yishtabach, which is said at the end of Psuki de Zimra, is also considered a continuation, one long bracha with Baruch Sh'omar, and that's why it also doesn't begin with the word Baruch. Tosfos also discusses the bracha that we say in the morning by Brichas HaTorah of Aharevna, and Tosfos seems to indicate that the fact that it begins with the words Aharevna and not with the word Baruch is an indication that it's not a separate bracha, but rather it's a continuation of the previous bracha. Tosfos asks, according to what we said before, that Yahalelucha is a continuation of the bracha that we say by Hallel. So Tosfos asks, so if so, Hallel that's said Pesach by night by the Seder, where there is an interruption between the beginning of Hallel, and then we eat the matzah, morah, and the whole meal, and then we complete the Hallel, why doesn't that Yahalelucha begin with the word Baruch? So he answers that since the normal Nusach of Yahalelucha is not considered it doesn't start with a Baruch, as we explained earlier, that's why even by the Seder, where there is an interruption, we don't say a Baruch before we say Yahalelucha. The Rishonim also discuss, if by a bracha smuch l'chavrata there is no need to begin the new bracha with the word Baruch, so then why by Birchas HaTorah, when somebody gets an Aliyah, he says Baruch before the laning, and then he says again Baruch when he finishes getting an Aliyah? So Mefarshim explain that originally the minig wasn't that a bracha before each Aliyah and after each Aliyah was recited, but rather what happened was they used to say the first person who got Aliyah made a bracha before the laning, and then the last person who got an Aliyah made a bracha after the Kriyas HaTorah. So since originally it wasn't one person making both brachas, even though now every person does make both brachas, we still have the minig that everybody makes, so each bracha begins with the word baruch. Also, reason giving is that since they used to sometimes speak during the laning, not speak the rechal, but they used to have a meturgman that used to explain the psukim just read, that serves as a hefsik between the two brachas, and that's why each bracha should begin with a baruch. Also, there is no set amount of how much is laned, how much is read between the two brachas. Depends on the aliyah, depends on the parasha. That's why both brachas have the word baruch. One final point, the Rishonim discuss that in the morning, after we say the bracha of Hama V'Sheni, we begin with Yehi Ratzon. Now, that bracha is considered a bracha smuch l'chavata, because the Yehi Ratzon begins with the word baruch, but doesn't end with the word baruch. So the Mefarshim explain that the last words of this Yehi Ratzon is Shtigmaleni Chasadim Toivim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do for us great chesed, great kindness, which Hamav Rishena, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us wake up in the morning, is also an example of kindness of Hashem, and that's why it's considered Bracha Smuch L'Chavita, because they both refer to the kindness of Hashem. But the Sefer V'Yas Avram asks that the chasodim mentioned in the Yehi Ratzon and the chesed of Hama V'Sheina aren't the same chesed. Hama V'Sheina, the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, is a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the past, that He helped us get up. The Yehi Ratzon is a tefillah that we ask to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should do for us chesed all day long. So he answers that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that sleep is good for the Rishoyim and good for the world, because when they sleep they can't do anything bad, and for the Tzaddikim it's bad because they can't do they can't learn Torah, they can't do Ma'asim Tovim when they're sleeping. Now, when somebody makes a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them get up, why is it a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them get up if he will spend the rest of the day learning and doing mitzvahs? So actually the bracha of Hama V'Sheina, even though it's couched in terms of the past, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us get up, it's really a bracha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we got up and we'll do the right thing into the future, which is connected to the Gemaleini Chasad and Toivim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us do the right things in the future. The Braisa also mentioned that we mentioned in the where we start the bracha after Krishma of Emes V'Yatzev, of Emes V'Muna, we started without saying a bracha. And the reason the Rashbam explains is because Shema is not considered a hefsik between the bracha and the Krishma, because as we learned, there's not even allowed to be any break between Krishma and the next bracha. We say Emes V'Yatzev or Emes V'Amuna. So since it's not considered a hefsig, that's why it doesn't begin the word baruch. V'atoy V'Ameitiv, when we say the fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon, we say Atoy V'Ameitiv, it was composed to thank Hashem that the Harugei Beter that were killed did not decompose and ultimately came to Kfura. There, Paiseich B'Baruch, we begin the word with baruch, V'Enechaisim B'Baruch, but we don't end with baruch. There's a machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos to why. The Rashbam says, because even though the bracha has many words, it really is just one concept. The concept is that we're thanking Hashem. Tosfos says, the point is that since all the words are really redundant, they just keep on speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's considered a bracha katsara, and a bracha katsara begins with baruch and doesn't end with baruch. But ask the Gemara, kasha le'ula, this is a question of ula. Since Havdalah is not just a short bracha, like Birchas Hanenim or Birchas HaMitzvah, so it should start and begin with baruch, amlach ula. So ula says, ha nami ke Birchas HaMitzvah Damya. It's also considered like a Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvah is my tama. Why by Birchas HaMitzvah do we say a short version? Because Neshum Dai Dohi. All it is an expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nami, so too Havdalah, is only an expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore one Nusach HaBrocha is not needed. One Nusach HaBrocha, one short Brocha is adequate.